Happy Memorial Day to everybody and all of our soldiers that are fighting for our freedom. Yep. This is the Mike and Abe Show, and I'm Abe, broadcasting from my hideaway in the southern United States, and Mike is in somewhere in New York City, we hope.
We're talking to you bunker to bunker, as they say. Not Archie Bunker, but like underground bunker.
Mm-hmm. So let's bunk.
So what, Abe, you... Let's bunk and roll. Bunk and roll. So, Abe, first of all, thank you for saving the country back in the 60s. You are a veteran, and because of you, we're speaking English instead of Chinese in Russia. So we appreciate that.
Okay. My 2 years save in the Army, world. There are guys that faced a lot worse than me, so I just want to give them credit, okay?
Good.
All right. Good. Okay, Mike, so what's new? You were telling me the other day about a fear you had.
Yeah, I was at JFK. So I had a kid was going up to, not a kid, well, like a 20-something kid, a chubby kid. So he goes, I'm going up to, this is 5 o'clock, mind you, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He goes, yo, I'm going to the Bronx. I said, great. High to rush hour going to the Bronx from JFK. So I said, okay, you know, it's going to cost about $65, $70. He goes, oh, no, that's okay. I know how to go because I drive for Uber. I said, oh, you drive for Uber.
I'm
saying, oh, this kid's going to be a well of information because we're going to the Bronx. He's going to know the bridges, first of all. And then second of all, I'm going to get some intel on the whole Uber thing. So we get talking, and I said, oh, you guys for Uber. I said, how much did it cost you to get the TLC insurance? He goes, oh, no, I didn't have to do that. I said, what do you mean? He goes, I'm using my private car. I said, you're using your private car? He goes, yeah. I said, how do you work in the city if you're using your private car? He goes, oh, no, I don't work in the city. I work in New Jersey. I said, wait. What are you talking about? So you live in the Bronx, and then you work for Uber in New Jersey. Yeah, he goes, well, he does every day. He's got a routine where he makes money doing this. He lives in the Bronx. Then he drives over the George Washington Bridge into Fort Lee.
Right.
And he gets Uber calls in Fort Lee, New Jersey, with his New York license plates and his private car, and apparently gets all these Fort Lee jobs coming into downtown Manhattan from Uber calls. So he's driving a New York State private car, begins his work day in Fort Lee with the Uber platform, and then picks up jobs coming into Manhattan off the Uber platform, going into Manhattan, and he's not registered with the TLC.
Did you get his license plate number?
No, he didn't tell me. He took care of me. I mean, he was a $70 job. He was a nice guy. But at the same time, I said, well, why don't you just get a license? He goes, oh, no, I can't afford a license. That's a lot of money for a license. He's talking about the $600 that you have to pay to join, you know, the club, the taxi and limo license club from that we have to pay.
Okay.
So he's got a little thing working out. And I asked him, I said, when do you work? He goes, I work from 6 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon, and I go home, and I make like $100. So the $100 guy now is making money with Uber doing this, and I'm thinking to myself, we talk about the traffic increase. What about the additional traffic from people who are working like this? I mean, apparently, this is going to start with Nassau and Westchester and New Jersey, where there's this squash job of cars coming into Manhattan. And it's going to be guys like this. And I think July 1st is when they start on Nassau and Westchester. You can bring me up to speed on that. But, you know, to say we still have a driver shortage for yellow cabs with 100,000 drivers tells you volumes about how the TLC treats our yellow cab drivers. So go ahead.
Well, this is not good news, Mike. You know, I mean, you know, I interviewed an Uber driver 2 years ago who told me that he starts off his day in Nassau County, okay?
Uh-huh. And Nassau County.
Yeah, in other words, the first thing he does is he goes to the Nassau-Queens border, right?
Right.
And gets a fare out of Nassau County, like Great Neck or somewhere, you know, one of the towns, you know, first in Nassau County could be you know, whatever they are, I forget the names of the towns. Okay,
like a border town.
Yeah,
border town. Today.
Yeah, and goes into Manhattan with the fare. Okay,
every day.
Well, yeah. That's how he starts his days, he said. Okay?
Oh, my God.
You know, and the thing is this, you know, like the guy you just described, no insurance.
Well, no, not our insurance. He doesn't have our insurance.
Yeah, well, he has no insurance. He's driving his personal car. He has his personal car insurance. That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I asked him. I said, well, what about, apparently, I'm guessing a lot of these guys, pardon the brusque, I'm guessing a lot of these guys don't have a pot to piss in financially.
And they
don't care about anything.
And what happens when he gets into Manhattan? Does he take another Uber call in Manhattan?
Well, there you go. That's what I'm wondering. And somebody, I was asking people, I say, like, well, how does Uber know, since there's no direct connect with the phone in the car, I said, how do they know who's a registered TLC vehicle and who's just someone driving their car? And he was kind of, then he started to, like, clam up because he thought I was getting too much information. So, but, I mean, the point is, how does Uber know? And they don't. The fact is they don't. I don't think they do. And I see a lot of these straight fleet cars.
Uber doesn't care. All they care is that he has the app. His name is on file with them, and they're making money off him. That's all they care about.
Right, they're making their 20%.
You know, I cannot imagine how many people are riding around the city of New York in their private cars doing business with Uber. You know, they don't care. You know, they're putting on a charade with those that are registered with the TLC, but there are many of them not registered in the TLC, and the TLC has no way of figuring this out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that makes me crazy. I mean, at least with the yellow cab, and at least with the black car business, there is a direct attachment to the vehicle and the call comes out. Because the radio car, the black car, as they call them, they have a specific car number attached to that specific vehicle. And the taxi system, you have the passenger information monitor, or they call it the PIM. You have a whole system installed in a cab there where the driver has to punch in that number into that cab. So everything is connected directly to the vehicle and the driver. Uber, there was a detached system where there's a handheld phone, which, by the way, the driver has to look down at while driving to get information. But there's no direct hookup with the vehicle. I think that's one thing TLC could do tomorrow and say, listen, we have to have this system directly connected to the vehicle because there's too much bullshit going on.
Here's the thing, Mike. They could police the cars that are registered with the TLC. They could make rules for that. Okay, and give them an in-car system. Even give them some kind of cap and medallion, okay, an Uber medallion or something, okay. But how are they going to police all of these gypsies that are off the books? Okay, I mean
they need to.
I know they need to get into Uber's offices and see their end of it. In other words. You know, when somebody taps the app, that, you know, what happens when somebody taps the app? Does it just go to a computer and there are no people on the job? Okay? And does the computer send out the signal to whoever's in the area? You know, be it a registered TLC vehicle or not? Okay?
Right.
That's what they need to police. Okay, they need to be able to find who's doing it off the books. You know, all that traffic in Manhattan, probably a good portion of it is the off the books people.
Yeah, a huge. Now these guys, not to sound horrible or whatever, but a lot of these guys is basically they just took all the gypsy cab drivers and made it into Uber drivers. The gypsy cab drivers, which have been the bane of our existence for decades.
Right.
They basically transformed all of them into Uber drivers. So they're all the gypsy cab drivers, and their mentality of, I don't want to work for the TLC, I don't want to get a license, I want to drive my private car, that has now been embraced by the Uberians, or whatever you want to call them, and the taxi commission with this, I call her chairperson Nosy. Her name is Yoshi, right?
Yeah, we know.
She's always like, well, we're doing what we can. We can't do a lot. No, she can do a lot. She's not doing a lot. That's the problem.
Uh-huh. Well, she's not doing nearly what could be done. Like she thought about what I just talked about being able to police who's doing it illegally.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, the whole thing is illegal in my eyes, but But I'm talking about the part that they call legal versus the part that they wouldn't call legal. You know, such as people riding around in their private cars with no insurance, no registration with the TLC, okay, and picking up fares in Manhattan, okay, or mm-hmm. the rest of the city of New York, the Bronx, okay, you know, Queens, whatever, Staten Island, right. You know, the whole they have you know Matt Dowse has warned that when they start getting vehicles all over New York. You know, New York State, that these people will come to New York City and we have no way of policing them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And
now, what did Matt Dodd say? He's the former chairperson of the Taxi Commission. And what did he have to say?
Well, he warned in the articles that he wrote that many of these drivers will come into the city of New York and work under the radar.
Right.
Okay.
Now, like you said, it's bad enough that these characters are dragging people into the city from out the city, and they're poaching other taxi businesses as well. I mean, the guy in Fort Lee, there's a company called Babes, who's been in Fort Lee forever.
Right.
I'm sure Babe is not thrilled.
No, Babe
and then in
happy.
Long Island, there is a, you know, Island Cab Company or whatever they call them. There's a few. There are cab companies which these Uber drivers are poaching directly from.
Mm-hmm.
At what point does everybody rise up and say, you know, what's going on? And apparently, they're not have the proper insurance coverage they should have, and they're also, like you said, they're bringing people into Manhattan. They're squashing people into Manhattan as if we don't have enough traffic. And now I realize how many cars are really squashed into Manhattan. We have the TLC registered Uber cars on the one hand, and now we have people with private cars who are going to be bringing people into Manhattan as well. So you got to be kidding me.
Let me add this.
It's just going to be a complete disaster.
Let me add this, Mike. It's in Newsday this week, if you read the article, and I posted it on NYC Taxi News, that the taxi industry, the law was written for New York State that any municipality or any county could opt out of having the service, the TNC service, if they wish. Okay, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of infighting going on in Nassau County and in Westchester County, both where the taxi industry there is fighting against allowing the TNCs. Okay,
sure.
But the point is this. They have been doing it all along.
Right.
Okay, they have been taking, like the guy I described who starts his day in on the Nassau-Queens border, okay? And there are probably people under the radar working all over New York State. When I was last in New York, it's almost a year ago now, I was in Newburgh. Okay, and I talked to some of the taxi drivers there, and they told me that Uber was already there.
Really?
Yeah, just working under the radar. Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. This is what they do.
Yeah.
They go into a place, they break all the rules, and then they say, "Well, the people want us," you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
let's take a look at the people want us. Governor Cuomo and Bill de Blasio, the mass transit in New York City and New York State is a complete disaster. And if they weren't politicians, they should take ownership of the disaster with trains and buses and things of that nature. So Cuomo the other day said, "Oh, it's going to be a nightmare because we're going to do a lot of train construction this summer, and we're urging people to blah blah blah." So I'm thinking the quick fix for de Blasio and Cuomo is just to flood the streets with every available car they can get because the subways and buses are horrible, and you got elections coming up. So that said, where is the union for the subway and bus people and the train people? Where are the other politicians to say, wait a second, we don't need thousands of cars sucking money away from mass transit. We need to get people on mass transit and increase revenues. And I've looked at the revenues from the MTA. If they're telling us that their revenues are down for the mass transit by 6 or 7%, you can almost guarantee that the revenues are probably in reality down by about 10 or 15%. So, and then they didn't raise the fare. So we have a big, big mess going on, and their quick fix here at this time right now is to flood the street with cars to put people in them. And there's not a lot of checks and balances with these non-licensed drivers driving private cars. I mean, is the guy a convicted felon? Is he a rapist? Is she a criminal, or is this person dealing drugs? They've caught drug dealers driving these cars. So you're putting your kids in a car with a drug dealer. Is this what you want? So there's a whole big mess there, and it's embraced by the losers who have screwed up mass transit. And I'm just wondering, at what point does this change? And the thing you told me about, at what point do you think this whole thing started? Like, what point down, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
It's hard to say. Okay, I was still driving in 2012, and there wasn't any sign of it other than, in 2013 was when Bloomberg made his threat to the taxi industry that he was going to destroy us when he gets out of office, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, and he knew, he kind of knew what was going to happen, okay? So yeah. Uber came into existence in 2011. They probably started it right then on a small scale. Okay.
Right.
All right. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing. Okay. You know, but that's the way they work. They go into a city and right away they employ drivers. Okay. And I say employ, you know, not you know, as employees they treat them.
They, in my opinion, they pimp drivers. They don't employ anybody. They pimp drivers.
Okay, whatever. All right. And you know,
they go into a city. Their business plan is they go into a city and start pimping drivers. That's my opinion.
Well, you know, look, this is what's happening. All right, this is what's happening, and that's it. You know.
Right.
Mike, you wanted to say something at this point in the show?
Oh, yes, I want to say something. In fact, you know, as they say in show business or in any kind of business, the car doesn't go unless you got gas in the tank. So we want to thank the people from the bottom of our hearts, okay, who are putting gas in this tank, in this little taxi show that could, right here on the web. We have Checker. Checker Taxi is located at 11-05 38th Avenue in Long Island City, New York. They love you. They love me. I have one of their cabs. I've been doing very well with a Checker Taxi. Extremely competitive lease rates for cabbies. And they are located at 11-05 38th Avenue. That's 11-05 38th Avenue in the convenient Long Island City, New York. Their phone number is 718-361-6300. That's 718-361-6300. And they're conveniently located again in Long Island City, New York. Right at the foot of the right at the foot of 21st Street. So they're right by 21st Street and 38th Avenue. 718-361-6300 for Checker Management. And who else we have? We have a few other people we're going to mention during the show.
Yeah.
We do want to thank them and everybody else for helping to make this show possible. Thank you, Checker Management.
Right. All right, so Mike, what else we got on the plate today?
Well, actually, you got one of your advertisers you want to give a shout out to, I would guess. You got a couple of guys.
Well, we have Taxi CPA and WB
Taxi.
Okay.
Yes.
Taxi CPA does your taxes and they'll keep track of them all year long. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tax time is over now. Okay. And I know he did a lot of people a lot of good during the tax time. Okay. So keep in mind that you can get in touch with them anytime during the year. And start letting him keep track of your income and taxes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he can be reached. His name is Tony Tax,
mm-hmm.
okay? 718-413-6126, okay?
Good.
And then when we get and after this next segment, we'll tell you about a couple other of our advertisers.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Let's go straight to you have a breaking news, as they say, ad nauseum on the news channels. Breaking news from the New York City Council, June 5th. Mark it down on your calendar with a big happy face. June 5th at the New York City Council. Well, they're going to have the Committee of Transportation and the Committee Green Sheet. Now, what does that mean?
Well, if you go to the NYC Taxi News front page, you'll see a scrolling message on the upper left hand side, and you can click that. Okay, and it says oversight. How can New York City more effectively address traffic congestion? You know, it's about time. Right. It's about time. I mean, people have been, you know, telling the TLC and the Department of Transportation, Department of Traffic, I should say, about this traffic nightmare that's going on in the city. And Mike, you live in this nightmare, so you should describe it.
Well, here's the problem with New York when you say the traffic. Historically, you say, oh, the traffic's been so bad. Oh, the traffic's bad. It's a cliche, New York. But today, it's like, no, listen to me. The traffic is horrible, as in you can't move, and there's thousands upon thousands of new cars pouring into the city with no end in sight. I mean, you literally, fire trucks can't get through, cop cars can't get through, cabbies can't make a living. And like me, I went out the other day, it was so frustrating. I thought I was going to start crying because I said, man, I have to go through this traffic all night. And I mean, I'm going for the night shift where the traffic winds down. The day drivers, it's almost impossible to make a living driving professionally in this city. There's a few things I've noticed. Obviously, the Uber crisis, which could have easily been avoided, where they just have stuffed these crazy little cars into midtown Manhattan. The other thing I see are these box trucks. You got these huge trucks, and then when I see the guy open the back of the truck, there's like a little box, or there's a basket, or there's a laundry bag. You have these huge trucks where it's apparently been owned by a business for 30 years, making local deliveries, and they shouldn't be allowed to do this during the height of rush hour. And then you also have these huge delivery trucks for the big chain stores coming in at the height of rush hour, double parking. And so I think you have to take a look at it. And the airports, you have people coming into the airport. You can't move inside the airport because of the Uber crisis. I'll tell you one thing. I don't know who's running the city council. I'm glad they're doing something. It's a little late in the game, but hopefully they can do some things immediately to stop the traffic mess. But every time they try and do anything to help the traffic mess and the rein in Uber a little bit, Uber goes to court and sues them, and it's almost like they could care less what the city council has to say. So I'm hoping the city council on June 5th does some things with teeth, because they do have resources and the power to do stuff. And also, last thing, now that I'm on a roll here, these Uber cars with these drivers, they're just taking every parking space in the neighborhood available. I mean, you can't park your private car in a neighborhood because you have thousands upon thousands of Uber cars just sitting there all over the place. And it, like I said, it's just grossly inefficient. And I'm glad some Department of Transportation people have chimed in, because now the city council is taking a look at it. So,
well,
Abe, I hope that's the case.
Let me just put my two cents in here. You know, you talk about the box trucks and the delivery trucks and all of that, and that they're right. they're not new to the city. Okay, they've been around for many a year. Okay,
right.
And basically they have to do their job. Okay, you know they shouldn't be compelled to work at 3 o'clock in the morning. They come in at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're gonna mess up traffic then too. Okay. But prior to this Uberization of the city, okay,
right.
They really weren't a problem. We were able to get around reasonably. Look, there's always been traffic in New York. There's always been times when traffic backs up here and there for whatever reason.
Right.
Okay. But it was livable. Okay. You knew at 7 p.m., when everybody got through the tunnels and over the bridges to go home, you know, the people that brought their cars in. Okay. You knew that after 7 p.m., you could drive around freely.
Right.
Okay. Now, Uber has and Lyft, and we don't know who's doing what. Okay. But all of these cars that nobody knows what they're up to are the ones that are causing all the traffic. Okay. Now they should have put a cap on these cars. Okay.
Right.
When should they have put a cap on these cars? 15 years ago.
15 years ago. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And it didn't come to mind until this problem really developed 2 years ago. And why did Governor Cuomo come running down from Albany, in his flying taxi, right? Right? you know, landing straight in City Hall, you know, and taking over. Uh-huh. You know, who's the mayor here?
Well, that's a good question. You know? I mean, this is one thing, and I see this. Also, the things you don't see that I see lately, the New York State Troopers are involved in New York City law enforcement, which I never saw before. So apparently Cuomo and de Blasio have a little thing going on for each other. And New York State Troopers with the cowboy hats or whatever they have, they are enforcing traffic laws, and they're enforcing bridge and tunnel laws. And I don't know what's going on, because that's very weird, even by our standards. So, you're right about the cap.
Yeah. Well, they should have capped them then. And what if they cap them now, which we hope they do, right? I mean, no more of this, you can't do this. I mean, you got to do it. And not only do you got to do it, you got to do it so that you get rid of half of these cars.
It's a disaster. And well, like I said, right now, and you talk about, like, when we tried to put more medallions on the road back in the days, every time Koch and Dinkins or Giuliani, every time they wanted to put, we're talking 200 or 300 yellow cabs on the road, oh, my God, we have to get an Environmental Protection Agency to investigate the air quality and the pollution, and the blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, how about 50,000 Uber cars in the course of the last 3 years? Okay, now, what's worse? I'm guessing 50,000 Uber cars versus 400 yellow cabs. And I'll tell you the truth, the 400 yellow cabs would have been very efficient compared to the Uber cars, because these Uber cars, they're just driving all over the place. They have one person in the car. They have one person, maybe have like a little inky-dink group riding sometime. But by and large, they're just a grossly inefficient business model. Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
You know,
and
I just want to say this. You know, there are some very smart people out there, you know, in New York City. Unfortunately, they don't run for office, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And, you know, there's an article written in Cranes this week, okay, by a former transportation commissioner, okay? His name is Lucius Riccio, okay?
Right.
And basically, he wrote this article, Three Mistakes That Snarled Manhattan Traffic and Caused the Taxi Crisis, okay?
Right.
And you know, it's a great article. I posted it on the 25th on the media page. So if you go to the media page and look for it on the 25th, okay, and you can read it, okay. But he said at that time, you know, he's talking about New York City has the country's best, most highly regulated taxi system, all based on the city's sale of a fixed set of medallions. Only cabs are allowed to pick up anyone who hails service from the curb. And early in the 1980s, the Taxi and Limousine Commission sanctioned a highly regulated for-hire system intended mostly for an upper-income clientele. Those vehicles, commonly called black cars, could not pick up street hails, but instead used a pre-arrangement procedure, which in those days meant a phone call. Wall Street employers, law firms, and others contracted with them for service. Now, at that time, he writes, at that time, the city made two major mistakes. It didn't charge black car companies an extra fee, and it placed no limits on the number of vehicles they could operate in the city. The medallion system had accomplished both objectives for taxis. Okay?
Right.
All right, so basically what he's saying is they should have done it then. They should have put a cap on the black cars.
Well, I mean, they could have done a black car medallion, just like they had a yellow cab medallion. They should have capped the number of black car medallions. The reason they didn't do it is greed, okay? And I think a lot of these yellow cab guys, they're not a lot, but a few are working both sides of the street. Like, you got guys who are running yellow cabs and complaining about, the Uber, and then meanwhile they're trying to, you know, sell and finance cars for Uber and stuff like that. So you really gotta pick your team here. You can't really. There's only so many ways you can cut up this pie in New York City. You have X amount of people taking cabs, and what you've done is you shot yourself in the foot and screwed the cabbie. And I think it's about time the cabbies realize that they're getting snookered. This Uber thing is just winding down. Oh, by the way, a little shout out to Travis Kalanick, our condolences. His mother got killed in a boating accident, so that was horrible.
Did Travis buy the boat?
That's a good question. I was wondering about that. It's like one of those. You and me will never die in a plane crash. I'm sorry to hear anybody
that gets killed in any accident anywhere. Mike, let me continue with this article. Mr. Riccio continues to write. In recent years, the invasion of Manhattan by vehicles summoned by apps has threatened the regulated yellow cab system, not to mention public transit. Medallions worth $1 million a few years ago are now worth far less. Medallion owners rightfully feel betrayed. The competition is unfair, and the city suffers from congestion. And then he writes, what should be done? What is fair? Here is what I recommend. And I hope this guy shows up at the city council hearing, because I did email him informing him of this hearing that's going to be on the 5th. The city should recognize it has an obligation to support and protect its well-designed yellow taxi system. It took their money. Yeah. It should live up to that contract.
Yeah.
Okay? To do so, it should either give medallion owners their money back or impose a fee on competing services that pick up Manhattan by app or any other method, say $15,000 annually per vehicle. That would yield about $1 billion per year, enough to build a mile of subway tunnel each year. More mass transit is the real answer to congestion. With an entry fee, the free market would determine if it makes sense for a car service to add vehicles. If congestion still gets worse, the fee would be increased. Okay? Right. Transportation has been the key to our economic growth. The city needs a transportation plan to keep that growth going. Mistakes were made, but it is never too late to make the right decisions. Okay, and it says Lucius Riccio lectures at Columbia University and is a former New York City Department of Transportation Commissioner and MTA board member. Okay, this is great. I really love reading this stuff. Okay, by somebody who has been on the inside. Okay, all right. Now I understand he was the transportation commissioner during the Giuliani years. Okay,
right.
So Mr. Riccio, I hope you listen to the show. I'm going to send you a copy of it. Okay, and I hope you show up at the transportation on June 5th, the City Council transportation hearing. Okay, and speak.
That would be nice.
You know, and say these words and talk to them. Okay, and you know, you're a private citizen now, and that's good. Okay, and this is coming from a private citizen. Okay, not to mention that he lectures at Columbia University, a very respected school in New York City. Okay,
right.
So I really enjoyed reading this article. I mean, he hit the nail. I mean, he hit a home run with the bases loaded, Mike.
Breath of fresh air.
Yeah, a breath of fresh air. Okay.
Well, I gotta tell you something. It was very compelling on the fact that we've been trying for the longest time to say exactly what he said in print, and I'm glad that someone from the Department of Transportation has chimed in to echo our sentiments, because right now, there's this cynical view of politicians. Oh, it's just the cab drivers complaining. No, this is someone who sat down, who used to run the Department of Transportation. He's looking at it and saying, what the heck is going on here? This is a disaster. And I like I said, it jumps back to a lot of it with Cuomo. He wants to jump in and control everything. He's been the governor since 2001. The Metro North is a disaster. The Long Island Railroad is a disaster. And his goal, apparently, is just to flood the streets with private Uber cars with their drivers instead of fixing the subways and the buses. So this is insanity. So I'm glad we have some traction now.
It is. Okay, Mike, I want to shout out to two of our supporters, the MTBOT, and thank Ron for his support. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And WB Taxi in Long Island City, who wants your business. He has great deals for drivers, okay?
Yes, he does.
And I understand he's also looking for medallions to lease, okay?
WB Taxi, yes, in Long Island City.
Yeah, and also in Brooklyn, King Brokerage, okay? in Bay Ridge, okay, at 6814 Fifth Avenue. Okay, I should give you a WB Taxi's address also. 3511 43rd Avenue. Telephone number 718-729-7777. Okay, and King Brokerage is at 6814 Fifth Avenue. He's looking to make deals with drivers and put them on the road on their own. Okay, and his phone number is 718-833-8110. Okay, Mike, what else we got today?
Well, what we got today is a sunny day, and let's see, we get the summertime is on the way, so the cabbies, I guess, are all excited about Memorial Day with saluting the veterans. And it was very slow on Saturday, the first day of Memorial Day. And I just want to give a shout-out because they have, in fact, I don't know if it's because of Mike and Abe or because me hammering away at Twitter telling him to do so, they have started cleaning up the grass and the garbage on the Van Wyck coming into Manhattan from JFK. So that's good news. And we have tourists coming in for the first time. I have a lot of first-time tourists in the cab coming into Manhattan from JFK. We have to make this city welcome for tourists. We don't want to make it into a stink hole where people come in and say, oh, this city is filthy. I'm never coming back there again. You run the risk of that. I mean, if you at no time in the year, if you're ever going to clean up the Van Wyck and make it livable and viewable, it's now when you have first-time tourists coming into the city. And I think there's just a lot of lazy people work for the city. There's some hardworking people, but I think the lazy deadbeats, supposedly they're getting paid by the city, but they're not working for the city. They just sit around and do nothing. They could easily cut the grass. And I'm just wondering, at what point does De Blasio crack the whip and get some people working here? They're getting paid, I know that much, but they're not working. So clean up the grass.
So you want to turn the 1 week, as you call the Van Wyck, into the 1 day.
The 1 week is right. And I said on the other show, on Taxi Dave's show, I said, you can't have someone coming into the city when you're going on the Van Wyck Expressway towards the city and you see a dead dog on the left side of the road in the passing lane with a collar that says Lucky around its neck. This is true. And it had been sitting there for like a couple weeks. You have a dead dog on the Van Wyck. So I don't know what chain of command you have to do to get rid of a dead dog. But most people would just use a bag, all right? But apparently this whole big thing, it was disgusting. It was a dog. The poor thing was called Lucky, and it apparently got hit by a car in the Van Wyck. Doesn't sound lucky, but that's how his demise.
Well there's an even worse story in the news this morning about a pedestrian somehow got killed on the Van Wyck. Okay,
and that
was Saturday. It was a couple of days ago.
How do you get killed in the Van Wyck? What does this pedestrian do? Were they jaywalking on the Van Wyck?
Well, that's a good question, and that's what I was wondering, but he got hit by a taxi cab.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hit by a taxi cab?
Yeah.
A yellow cab?
And then the yellow cab got hit by a black car.
And wait, back up. So when did this happen?
I saw the story. It's in today's Daily News. Okay? I can't tell you exactly when it happened. Okay, I didn't want to think about it. You know, it's an accident. Okay, but
it is relevant, but it's just, it just says a pedestrian. The way they say it, it's like, listen, if it's a pedestrian on the Van Wyck, how are you going to be a pedestrian on the Van Wyck? In defense of the
it could have been a homeless person. It could have been a homeless person sleeping on the side of the road. You know, I mean, we don't have all the facts, Mike. Okay, but it's in today's Daily News.
So, all right. So anyway, so that's what it is. What it is. But
yeah. Okay.
Our condolences to the guy and little words to the wise. You don't want to walk in on the Van Wyck Expressway. It's not the place to walk. So I guess that's what happens.
Okay. Horrible. Okay. So that's our Memorial Day show, right?
That's our big whoop-de-doo show for Memorial Day. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And we're going to give a shout-out to, we also got King Brokerage in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
For your taxi medallion leasing. We got WB.com if you want to drive a cab. They're out in Long Island City. We got Checker Management, also in Long Island City. And they're all conveniently located on the front page of the website. So we want to thank folks for that. So, Abe, you had a great show. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Be careful. Get the barbecue going. And all you cabbies, just take care of those visitors to New York. Take care of those tourists, because we have to really, you know, defend and protect the tourists, because they are a lifeblood of the Yellow Cab business, by all means. So thanks, Dave, and I guess I'll see you next week.
Yes. I hope to talk to you before then.
Will do.
Okay. Mike, have a good weekend. And are you working today?
Yes, I am. I'm going out later, yes.
Okay, and Taxi Dave is preempted by the Mets.
Taxi Dave is preempted, yes. It'll be on next week.
Okay.
So I'll see you next week.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.